Good evening, everyone. This is Stephen D. from StephenD.net with episode 37 of the Stephen D. podcast. Today, unfortunately, I don't have Danny accompanying me, but the reason is because I'm demonstrating a solo game rather than a multiplayer one. However, don't worry, Danny will be back with us next week. Before I get started, I have a couple announcements to make. First of all, I want to tell you all that an S-Quad software beta testing folder will open soon. The reason I say this is that S-Quad Racing is nearing public playability. While it's still far from completion, and there's so much I still need to fix and add to it, I'm thinking that now that a track editor is being built and worked on, it's pretty much ready for alpha testing, and I emphasize the word alpha. The deal is that 5 people from audiogames.net will be added to the folder, and I will create a topic, and whenever I do so, I will write a blog post with the link to the topic on it, so that people who don't regularly visit that but visit my blog or this podcast do. They can have an opportunity. Anyway, the first 5 people will be added to the folder. And after 5 people have posted, the topic will be deleted and no further admissions will be accepted. So, it's a really small beta team and probably not a lot of people are going to be part of it. In fact, definitely not. Maybe even a few people from my Skype will, but that's about it. So I'm just letting you know right now, if you're interested in S-Quad Racing or another upcoming adventure project that I have in mind, it seems to be captivating the minds of a few people, then you can go ahead and register to be a beta testing member whenever that topic comes out. And the only reason I'm saying it now is because, believe me, it's really soon. I will link up a post from audiogames.net forum that tells what condition must be met before the beta testing folder is released to the public. And I'll also be writing a blog about this with more information. Alright, so rambling over, let's get on with our game. The game demonstrating today, as you might know, is BeatStar, the game by Oriol Gomez. This is actually BeatStar Pro, and I feel bad for having it for free because he's not forcing us to pay for it, but he does make good games and software. But, you know, I would donate, but I can't really do that right now because I have some other things to take care of. But yes, this is a great game, and I would recommend you try it out, and if you can, donate it. So, here we go. Look at what you have in the folder.
Pack creation tool 1 of 8.
We have the pack creation tool. Basically, this is a zip file when you download it, so it puts all this stuff up there. And the only reason we're looking in this folder is so that it's because it's got the pack creation tool and such.
Packs 2 of 8.
And then there's obviously packs.
Changes.txt, game.x4, guide for making your own sound pack for BeatStar.rtf.
And then there's actually a guide for making packs. I don't know what all that is, but let's go to the game.
Game.x4 of 8. Game.exe.
But yes, you can create and upload packs with this game. There's sound packs. So basically, you can get a favorite song of yours, a few sounds, and, you know, create a little Bop It pack. So let's press enter and go into the game, and I'll show you what it is.
Oriol Gomez presents BeatStar Pro. BeatStar Pro.
Yeah. I'm gonna skip that.
Welcome to BeatStar main menu.
Normal mode.
All right. So when you first enter the game, when you first enter it for the first time, it gives you a message that... I don't know if it also gives you the achievement. No, it doesn't. Never mind. Yeah, it does. It gives you the Get to Work achievement. And that's basically because you're a new player and you've just installed the game. And, yeah. And I also want to warn you, don't fail on level 1 like I did, because you get humiliated. Yeah. I actually have an achievement in there. That tells me to learn the reactions. So anyway, let's go through this menu. Normal mode. That is obvious. It starts the game and plays it. Nothing different.
Random game.
Random game. That is where, I believe that's where it selects random soundtracks from the sound pack instead of just playing it in order.
Beat reverse.
Beat reverse. That's where it reverses everything, and it reverses what the reactions are for everything. It's pretty hard. I haven't played it myself, but...
BeatStar Memory.
BeatStar Memory. That's like the Simon version of BeatStar. It tests your memory instead of your reaction.
Minigames.
Minigames? There are a few minigames.
Choose a minigame. Press F1 for help. Beat slots. Costs 10,000. Needs 100 cash to play.
Beat slot is a slot machine, and you can bet beat coins, which is the currency in this game. Basically, let me do a little bit of explaining. Beat coins buy things in the game. For example, you can download a sound pack, and if you have 5,000 beat coins, you can unlock the sound pack. Also, they can buy safeguards, which allow you to mess up like I did in level 1, and still play. I'm not quite sure how many beat coins you have to obtain to grab one of those safeguards, but I'm sure it's in the readme somewhere. And you know the common rule of gaming. Play first, read the readme later. Anyway... Yes, and you can play these mini games too if you get enough beat coins. And I don't know what cash is, but okay.
Beatball. Soccer game. Costs 12,000. Needs 1,000 beat coins to take your players to the field.
Yep, that is like a mini football type of game. And
beatbox. Not beatbox, but beatboxing. Costs 15,000.
That is where you fight. It's like a mini boxing game. And all these games, they cost money, but I think you can actually earn bitcoins too.
Back to previous menu.
Back. Welcome to Grand Beat
minigame.
Achievements and prizes.
Achievements and prices is where you can see which achievements you've earned.
Listen to unlocked levels.
That is where you can play the music of the levels you've unlocked.
Download new sound packs.
That's explanatory.
Buy sound packs.
And buy sound packs. That's basically when you've downloaded one and you have 5,000, you can unlock it.
Change sound pack.
That's where you can switch to a different sound pack.
Options.
Let's go in here.
Use the arrow. Play perfect scoring sound. Play progress indication sound. Play perfect scoring sound.
Progress indication, just like, I guess it plays that right before a new level starts or after you've completed one. Then perfect score, that obviously plays when you get a perfect score in the game.
Safeguard sound.
Safeguard sound. You know, these are just different sounds that you can...
Announce obtained bitcoins at the end of a game.
Announce obtained bitcoins? Or bitcoins. I'm actually going to press enter that.
Welcome to BeatStar. Main menu.
Oh, it normal took mode. Back to the main menu after I pressed it. But I guess it turned it on.
Beat.
Mini.
Achieve. Listen. Download.
Buy.
Change. Option. Play. Safe. Announce obtained bitcoins at the end of a game.
Okay.
Play progress indication sound.
And yeah, that was all that was in the menu anyway. So let's go back to the main menu.
Advised. Learn options.
And then
learn the actions.
Learn the actions. That's what the it's a little trophy I got for messing up on level one. It told me to do that. And basically, instead of going in here and demonstrating it, because all it is where you can press a key and hear the reactions. Let's see. Space is lift me. Enter is shake me. Backspace is smack me. And tab is pinch me. And that's the normal mode. Basically, this kind of copies off of Smack Me, the little Bop It game for iOS. And so, yeah. But obviously, there are other sound packs. And then there's Freeze Me, which is where you don't press anything at all. You just sit there. And
learn the action.
Buy safeguards.
Buy safeguards. That's it. If you have enough beat coins, you can click on that and buy some safeguards. But if you don't, it'll just do this.
You don't have enough beat coins. Sorry. Welcome to buy safeguards.
And then after buy safeguards, there's
exit.
Should I explain what that does? No, didn't think so. So let's finally get into the gameplay.
Normal mode.
Shake me.
Oh, snap.
That does not compute.
Welcome to BeatStar.
This is
normal mode.
That was embarrassing. Anyway, yeah. Normal mode. I clicked on it and you heard it change the music. Basically, you have to play at the beat, and I'll try to demonstrate that if I don't mess up again.
Lift me. Freeze me. Smack me. Lift me. Shake me. Freeze me. Freeze me.
Congratulations, you are now advancing to the next level.
That's great. That's a level indicator.
Smack me.
Oh.
That does not compute.
Welcome. Here's to hitting the left bracket key instead of the backspace key. Yes. Okay, so basically you see you progress through the levels, and you progress through the levels and you have to hit the corresponding key that it calls out, and you have to match the beat. Like, the closer you get to the beat, the more you are rewarded. So you heard that first song, it had the beat, it was like, and so it would call out a thing, I'd hit it, call out another, I'd hit it, and that's basically how BeatStar works. I'm gonna try to do it again.
Shake me. Lift me. Freeze me.
Congratulations.
That was short.
You are now advancing to the next level.
Alright.
Freeze me. Shake me. Freeze me. Freeze me. Pinch me. Lift me. Smack me.
Congratulations, you are now advancing to the next level.
Wow, level 3.
Freeze me. Shake me. Smack me. Pinch me. Lift me. Freeze me.
Level 4, that's the first I've ever made it.
Advancing to the next level.
Pinch me. Smack me. Smack me. Freeze me. Pinch me. Freeze me. Pinch me. Pinch me. Smack me. Shake me. Pinch me. Lift me. Lift me. Pinch me. Freeze me.
Level 5.
You are now advancing to the next level.
Pinch me. Smack me. Shake me. Pinch me. Pinch me. Shake me. Shake me. Pinch me. Shake me. Freeze me. Lift me. Shake me.
Oh, that does not compute.
Bust.
Welcome to BeatStar.
Tell you what.
Normal mode.
I'm not that bad of a BeatStar player. I've only had the game for 2 hours or so, and I've had quite a bit of time to mess around with it. So, I don't know everything about it, but I think this demonstration has given you the following items. 1, insight into how the game works. 2, what the game does. 3, demonstration of my sucky skills. And 4, well, a bit of a laugh. Now let's see, do I have enough beat coins for a stupid safeguard?
How many would you like? Use the arrow keys.
Yes!
To choose.
One.
I can get a safeguard.
Okay, you now have...
One.
Welcome to Beats Random.
I guess I'll go ahead and demonstrate how that works by playing another round.
Normal mode.
Actually, let's play the random mode.
Random game.
Oh?
No, you're not playing random on a sound pack that you haven't beaten. No.
Ooh. Or let's not play random.
Normal mode.
Lift me. Shake me. Smack me. Shake me.
There goes my safeguard.
Congratulations, you are now advancing to the next level.
Smack me. Shake me. Freeze me. Freeze me. Lift me. Freeze me.
Congratulations, you are now advancing to the next level.
Shake me. Smack me. Lift me.
That does not compute.
I guess I did it a little too late.
Exit.
Alright, so yes, that was BeatStar. I know that was a really fast podcast, but remember, BeatStar is a very small game. It does have a lot of features, and if you unlock them, which I haven't done yet, and you know why, considering my terrible skills, well, if you unlock them, they're really fun. That's the main reason I downloaded this game, because I heard about all the unlockables it has, and that actually is what gives a lot of the replay value to the game. And you saw I had to work several times to get 500 beat coins, which I now learned is enough for a safeguard. So, yes, this game takes a lot of work, but the work pays off. That's all I'm going to say. The work pays off. So, yeah, I definitely recommend you give this a try, and if you can, donate to Oriol Gomez, because he did a great job making this game. And he also has several other great games that I've seen on his site, and I think you should give him a check or give him a look. His site is OriolGomez.com, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Well, thank you for listening to episode 37 of the Stephen D. Podcast. The next episode, which is July 26th, episode 38, that would be me and Danny playing on the RS Games client. Maybe even, I don't know if it'll just be the two of us. I'll have to see. But if it is, don't be surprised. And if there are more people, I'll let you know. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and have a great week. Bye.